Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country teams, as their official season is now long over with some excellent results in Fort Dodge. But the unofficial offseason has been carrying on. And of course, Kanan Dunham with a remarkable achievement that we'll talk about in a second. But first of all, how fun has it been to reflect on the official season, but also see the program at a point where these unofficial goals are really becoming a tangible part of this program?
Yeah, it was just an outstanding season for so many reasons, and first and foremost, just that 73 young people gave us their best. They improved daily. They showed remarkable achievement toward the end compared to where they started, and that they built great relationships and got good grades and all the things that they're supposed to come from school athletics. It's what makes it so special. You know, we've been doing this, you know, Lady Hammond and I have been doing this for 21 years, and we've accomplished some pretty incredible things for the program to be accomplishing things it never has before and reach new heights is truly remarkable. So a fourth straight year of earning a top three finish for the boys, a fourth straight state championship for the girls, numerous all-conference individuals, all-district individuals, all-state individuals, the accolades are kind of mind-blowing, and I worry sometimes people get a little Pella fatigue or Dutch cross country fatigue, because I hope everyone still grasps how astonishing and how marvelous what these young people are doing really is.
Well, and I was about, and I've asked you this in different ways before, but if you could talk to 2020 Doug Cutler about where this program is at, the fact that you were not just at NXR, but a top three team in the country. You've now had your second straight season having an All-American potential qualifier at the national level. And then on top of that, the consistency in the varsity program, the number of letters you're giving out for your varsity times. I mean, even 5 years ago, the program was in good shape, but I imagine just the step up has to be a pretty remarkable thing to look back on.
Absolutely. I mean, I think back to 2020. My daughter was a fine runner, very talented. She made the state meet in the 3000. She was our number one runner to start that 2020 season, won the Dutch Invitational. JC Trine was a fabulous freshman that year, including all kinds of other freshmen on the team that helped us make state that year. But my daughter doesn't, but the times that she was running there in 2020, she doesn't come even close to it. She earns her varsity letter, and she's in the middle of this big, giant pack of JV runners earning their varsity runner, but not probably racing at the state meet. So there's a part of me that's very thankful that she got to experience running at the state meet, because that would have been really tough with this group. But I've always thought that, you know, if a Caroline McMartin, if a Hannah Martin, if a Tess Rorta, Kelsey Blommers, a Maddie Davis, a Gabby Merrick, if they've gotten to run with this expectation and this now being the norm and training with these girls, you kind of wonder what all of them could have done. Because, you know, they all blazed a trail that got us further and further up this mountain. And that's the hardest part sometimes, is blazing that trail to then allow the next group of just, oh, that's what we're supposed to do? Okay, that's how fast we're going to go. And then we're going to improve from there. And the expectations and the normalization of this extraordinary run is something to behold. So, yeah.
We're here with Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country team, as we look back at a really special fall season. And, you know, there's just been so many recent headlines. We're kind of buried with those, just knowing that the fall was so great before. But Kanan Dunham, not much else you can say about him, especially the race. I got to be there at NXR. I don't know if I'm going to go again anytime soon, but got to be there in person in Sioux Falls. And a remarkable race for a young man who started with these incredible expectations and weight on him because of who his dad was and what he was doing in middle school. Found one of the greatest runners of all time in his rivalry pool, so to speak, a couple of those in fact, and was relished the challenge, and now he gets to be on a national stage, and one that I know that he's worked a long time to get to.
Absolutely. The NXR race was obviously deeply satisfying, because it really felt like Kanan got his due in a way. There are so many remarkable runners in the state. It would be an argument, and there would be those that would say I'd be way off my rocker, but there's an argument that Kanan Dunham is one of the at least top five distance, you know, cross country runners in the history of the state. That'd be debatable. And again, and of course, my own bias not set aside. I'm holding my bias close to my heart, but four-time All-State performer, second. That's an incredible achievement, especially when you consider the quality of competition these last 4 years. I mean, cross country in the state of Iowa has never been higher. I mean, there are more nationally ranked individuals than we, you know, Iowa didn't used to have anybody usually in the top 30 or top 50 in the country, and now you've got multiple, three, four, five guys at times. So, Keenan getting a chance to race at Nationals December 6th in Portland, Oregon is going to be super special. I'm looking forward to witnessing that. He's going to make his college decision here very soon because I firmly believe we talk all the time of these 4 years of high school are going to be great, and I will help them achieve whatever dreams they have now. But we also firmly establish these are not going to be the four best years of your life. And then that might be athletically, that might be relationally, that might be professionally. You know, there's all kinds of reasons, but we want to, this is all just a launch pad to greater things in their future, whatever they choose to turn their passion into.
And then the girls, I mean, I think, again, it's all in context that, again, 5 years ago, if you thought you could be top 10 at NXR, I'm sure you would have been giddy. 2 years in a row, top five, and then this year, a legitimate chance to be racing. We don't know for sure. This will air the day before you find out. But for a school our size in our little town, compared to the field that they competed with, I imagine the magnitude of the race, it's hard to describe to somebody who's not in running, but what those girls did by placing third in that race, knowing that number one maybe in the country was there, pretty, pretty special season and a way to end it extra on top of all the incredible things they did during the regular season.
Absolutely. Wayzata is a national powerhouse every year. I mean, I believe they have about 3,200 students in their school. Their cross-country team is enormous, and they've got great coaches and a great program. For us to now even be in the conversation with them is special. I tell the girls this constantly the last 3 weeks. We get to be in the conversation. We get to wait on Nike to make a decision if we are worthy of running in Portland. We believe we are. Whether they recognize that or not, we'll find out. Four great teams are going to be selected. Niwot, Colorado is going to be one of those four. I don't think they're even sweating any bullets at all about it. We're going to be close one way or the other. But the fact that we're in the discussion to be considered one of the top 22 teams in the nation from Pella, Iowa, I admit I was a young, pretty brash coach when I got here. I fully intended to have a lot of success. I was talking state championship, multiple state championships when I got here. Never would have dreamed to think nationally. Coming to a relatively small town in Iowa, not the biggest classification, but the girls just continue to believe. And so that's what I keep asking them to do, is just believe these 3 weeks in themselves. They agreed unanimously to keep training so that they'll be ready. It won't be just a, hey, we get to go on this fun trip. I mean, they'll go out there and they'll compete. It'll be a lot of fun and extremely special, but they'll compete as well. And I think we can, if we get the opportunity to represent the Heartland, we want to represent it well so it continues to be represented in the future, because the Heartland's never gotten an at-large bid. Quite frankly, probably haven't deserved it, but our score, the times we ran in hard, hard conditions, basically on 6 inches of packed snow, and how we moved up in the race. If the conditions hadn't been what they are, I wonder how much even further we could have moved up. It was tough to pass a lot of traffic running to those, you were there. You know how hard it was to run around that course. So couldn't be prouder, couldn't be happier. We'll be disappointed if not selected. We totally admit that, but I don't think it won't destroy any of them, because they're very secure in who they are, what they achieved, and what they could do if awarded the opportunity.
Here, Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country teams, as we put a bow on another fantastic fall. So let's take a step back before we talk about some really special individuals. Already talked about Kanan. Let's talk about some of the rest of the teams, both the boys placing third, as we mentioned, at state, a fourth consecutive trophy, and a lot of guys who had to deal with the fact that there was a Pella girls equivalent on the other side, the Gilbert boys being such a big juggernaut and hard to chase, and had to change strategies midway through the season. And a group, again, that we talk so much about Kanan, and rightfully so. He's one of the greatest of all time in the state, but a group behind him that really learned not only a lot from him, but a lot about themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you can't win a third place team trophy with one guy. That's not possible. So the guys really did. They really adapted well to, as we discovered who we needed to be. We took our strengths, but then accented our weakness as well by starting to run more as a team. Got a little away from that at the state race because, again, we also kind of agreed upon we were going to go for it. I mean, again, as much as everybody thought Gilbert was a sure thing, we wanted to challenge them. We wanted to announce our presence in that first mile. We were only 4 points behind. We were right in the race. Couldn't hold on. and slip back enough that we end up getting third place to a great Mount Vernon Lisbon team. But so proud of all the seniors. I mean, Dane Paulson had a great race there at state. Asher Skibout probably would have liked to go a little faster, but his effort was completely there. Mason was a little disappointed in finish, but second team all state is something for him to be proud of. And of course Noah Schutnick, again, he's been one of the cornerstones of this team for 4 years. So the consistency with which these seniors have performed and the effort they've given has been tremendous. And we're going to have two great juniors back next year. Jonah Ebersol and Porter Carlton will be the front runners of a very solid team still. I know we graduate a lot, but we had some excellent success at JV State. Some guys went and ran there and ran tremendous races. That gives a lot of optimism for next year. And with Jonah and Porter leading the way, we could still be very good. So certainly proud of how we ended this season. Happy for the seniors. I sometimes get more emotional for the boys because of how special they've been. They just haven't won 4 straight state championships, so it's easy to kind of think of them as second fiddle. But 4 straight top 3 finishes is astounding. There are not a lot of teams in the state that have done that. That was certainly the first time in school history we've done it, and we've had some great classes in the past.
And then there are a lot of girls on this team that don't get talked about as well. That you have a top 7 who are 7 of the best runners in the country, right? So when you talk about the rest of your program, and you mentioned the 73 kids and the depth and trying to build a program that's intentional, it means everything to runner number 73 and to Marissa Farabee and Kanan Dunham up front. How exciting is that 20 years in to build a culture where kids even want to be there knowing they virtually got no chance of being a varsity runner. They have no chance of being the star, so to speak, but they want to get better. They want to better themselves. They want to become faster runners and, breaking PRs and all that stuff. I mean, you can't just be a coach that wants to be a national championship program if you're neglecting the others. And I know you and Coach Hammond and everybody really enjoy that process.
Absolutely, because everyone's their own number one runner. Everyone is their own varsity runner. So while you only have 7 run the varsity race for Pella, we treat each and every single athlete as a varsity runner. It's a reason why you'll see a lot of teams at the beginning of a JV race start to chant JV, JV, JV. And there's some fun reasons for that and some unity in that. But I never want any of the kids thinking of themselves as I'm junior varsity. You're your own varsity, and you give a varsity effort. So we try to make sure we recognize that and celebrate that as much as possible. But you're right. Dana McCullough probably doesn't get talked about very much. She was our number 6, number 7 runner this season. A lot of ways. She was an alternate last year. So her, that's what we dream for alternates, that, you're an alternate 1 year and then you step up and get a little better. And then you're on that varsity team helping out. And she certainly, if we had ever needed her, if anybody had gotten hurt or if anybody ever went down for any reason, she would have stepped into the role of helping us win that, getting that scoring 5 immediately. Lizzie Newman probably doesn't think of herself as a cross-country runner first. We joke about that a lot. She's a trackster. She's a middle distance runner. But she's a darn fine distance runner. And I always have to remind her of that she can think of herself as being better in one area or not, but there are not a lot of girls that have run on a varsity team and won 4 straight championships. So, I mean, Lizzie Newman is a distance runner, even if it's not maybe her core belief. Carly and Lizzie think of themselves as basketball players. They're out there on the basketball court right now enjoying, and they love their basketball season and they're having a blast. But obviously two of the most talented sophomores in the state, they continue to get better. They will continue to get better. People keep trying to tell me we've reached some peak in the program, and then I look at what we have and no, these girls are going to get better. That's my job. I mean, I'd be doing them a huge disservice if I thought for a second that we weren't going to be better next year. Ruth and Elsie, I mean, top 10 finishes again at the state level, incredible. Particularly proud of the discipline we had this year and how healthy we are going into the off season. We really kind of grinded toward the end of last year, kind of gave everything we possibly had and probably even went a little over the edge. And it caused some mishaps in the next off season in terms of being able to train because of injuries. But we finished this season strong as ever. We peaked at the right time. We peaked at NXR. And if we have to run again, I think we'll run even better there because we're just getting stronger. So really happy with that. And then, of course, I suppose we better talk about Marissa Farabee.
We'll get that in here. We're Doug Cutler, head coach of the Pella Cross Country team. And we've already talked about Kanan, who's remarkable in his own right. But not a lot of coaches in state who can say they've got the fastest ever. somebody who came into the program maybe not having cross country as her first love. By the time she was a sophomore, it was pretty evident that something special was brewing. And then these last 2 years, I mean, what else can you say? Going to Arkansas, going to try and continue on a different national path. But one in a million, one in a billion. And she happened to be here in Pella and helped raise the tide of this girls program to the point where she's leaving. And they may be better yet after she leaves.
Yeah, I mean, the accolades go on and on. And I guess
send me an email with them all.
Yeah, and I guess I will start with, she's such a tremendous person. I mean, I have her in calculus class. She's a great student. She works hard. She is tremendously talented academically. She's, you know, student government vice president, leading the way during homecoming and uniting the entire school. She does things at church with leadership skills that she shows nonstop. So the person is even better than the athlete. And the athlete happens to be the fastest girl in the history of Iowa cross country. So four-time All-State, you know, elite All-State every year, that's been a thing. You know, really happy that she had the season she had. Some people are going to look at the times, and she didn't run quite as fast this year as she did her junior year. But I can tell you what she's built and the foundation she's built it on this year, she has set herself up for her time at Arkansas wonderfully. They are going to really enjoy what they are now going to be able to help her achieve. It's going to be very, very special, because I do believe what she's done, and she's been very purposeful and very, very intentional about setting herself up for the future. And a lot of girls, a lot of guys and girls, as they go off to college that freshman year, that adjustment is really hard in terms of increased training and, you know, how they have to handle their nutrition and getting their sleep in college and all the independence and stuff like that. And she's already planning for those things and already took some of that stuff on this year as a senior. And to be able to do that within the confines of our culture and our environment, I think was a very positive thing for her. We're going to miss her tremendously. I mean, yeah, you never replace anyone, any senior that graduates. They all leave their imprint. They all leave a very special mark. You know, just to make sure we mentioned, you know, for the first time ever, we had five All-State academic. I mean, Marissa, Lizzie, Kanan, Noah, Mason, all being All-State academic, incredible. So, yeah, like you said, not every coach gets to say they've coached a Kanan Dunham and a Marissa Farabee, let alone all the other kids on the team who are tremendously special. But it is fun to coach talented kids. I fully recognize that and admit that, and we'll miss them a lot.
I think it's really strange context, too, for some people to understand that the last 4 years, any program in the country would probably want that kind of success. The crazy part to think about, Doug, is it feels like, in many ways, the best still may be yet to come. And I think that's a wild thing to think about, maybe a wild thing to say on the radio, but the way that the culture has been built, especially by this senior class outgoing, has set the stage, especially on the girls' side, for something truly remarkable yet. And it's fun to maybe dream about that now, Coach, isn't it? The fact that, again, when you got here, you thought about state championship, sure, but there are some possibilities that maybe you and I and all your coaching staff even have dreamt of, and this senior class leaves the program in a place to go accomplish those things maybe in the next 4 years.
Yeah, something I'm very proud of with the program is every time we've had a senior class graduate, I feel like they've left the program in a better position than when they entered it. Not that hasn't always translated to a better place at state the next year, but again, the path is wide now, and kids come into the program knowing they're going to get better, knowing that they're going to be accepted and loved, knowing it's a safe environment to take risks and to take chances. And when you can do that on top of daily consistent hard work, it's going to become very fruitful. You know, we're going to have a bountiful harvest. And with there's a special group coming up of talented female runners again. They're going to come into the program with girls who are well-established. We don't need a savior. We don't need someone to come in and, you know, have to raise us back to something. We have all that in place, and yet we may have some things coming that are even going to boost that more. So it is weird to say that the program may still not have reached its peak performance in terms of national recognition and stuff. That would be fun, but our focus will start with what it always does, and you know, that's not where we'll discard the discussions. But when you end a season and you think about where things might go, it certainly is kind of fun to dream.
hopefully a large group heading with you out to Oregon. Certainly Canaan, can't wait to watch that race from afar. Looking forward to the track season in between, where I know you'll have a lot of work yet to do with the boys and girls there. But then I'm looking forward to that first day at the pool and the first practice again next fall, and getting to see the next batch of Pellacross Country Runners. Head coach Doug Cutler, always a pleasure. I look forward to our next conversation about running, which I'm sure is coming soon.
Andrew, thanks you for everything. Thanks for all the coverage. Thanks for coming to NXR this year. As your family starts to grow, we know that you're going to need to make healthy, good choices for you and your family. But we certainly love having you a part of our program. So thank you very much.